Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." Oh, friend, there is power in the gospel. Well, good to see you. Happy Sunday this July 19th, 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship. So good to have you. Go ahead, pull up a chair, kick your shoes off, take your coat off, and let's gather here at the table of fellowship. Sunday Worship is all about Jesus. We have scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Sprinkle in a little bit of this, sprinkle in a little bit of that, and you have this program called Sunday Worship. Hey, stick around. We got some wonderful God-honoring music coming up here in the next 30 minutes, including this one from Robin Mark. And these are the Days of Elijah, right here on Sunday Worship.
Here I do believe, and I
proclaiming the name of Jesus. This is, of course, Sunday Worship, right? I hope you're having a blessed weekend. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope you're not only just having a blessed weekend, but hanging in there as well. I was reading a story about Gail Borden, who was a 19th century inventor who was really obsessed with the idea of making food safe in storage, but he failed miserably until he devised a vacuum process that removed water from milk, and Borden's canned condensed milk was born out of that. And on his tombstone, shaped like a can of milk, was written these words: "I tried and failed. I tried again and again and succeeded." Whew. I'll tell you what, friend. Perseverance is so important, even in our walk with Jesus. And friend, right now, many of us are just weary, exhausted, and tired, and maybe frustrated, and just want to give in the towel. Let me tell you what the Word of God says. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely," watch this, "and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith." Friend, let us run with endurance.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My grace.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. pretty song. It's Holy, Holy, Holy. You're listening to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. You can connect with me on social media. Just look up on Facebook, Joey Kroll Online. Yeah, those three words, Joey Kroll Online on Facebook. Love to connect with you there and interact with you there as well. I'll tell you what, a lot of people today are talking about finding the will of God. What is God's will for my life? And I don't know about you, but I think I found more people are interested in knowing the will of God than actually doing it. It was Abraham Lincoln, former president, who once said, "I have discovered that when the Almighty wants me to do or not do a particular thing, he has a way of letting me know." Fred, in other words, discovering God's will is not as hard as we might think. It's doing God's will, especially when it conflicts with our will. Well, that's the bigger challenge. Let us submit to Him today.
Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Was coming forth to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming forth to carry me.
Thank you.
fun song. It's Selah right here on Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. I'll tell you what, some have called these verses a survival kit for troubled times. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, being firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Some great encouragement today from 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 10.
When you've said all there is to say, when you've prayed as long as you can pray, when you're broken, battered, and bruised, and you don't know what else to do, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. When the storms of life are crashing wild and waves prevail, been left in the cold, for every painful story never been told, for every washed up, jaded, hurt and frustrated person at the end of their road, hold on to Jesus.
right, friend, no matter what you're going through or who you are, hold on to Jesus.